culture, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls right now, and others will get to talk to Max Kaiser. We got so much news coming up in this hour right now. Let's go to Zachary in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, brother.
I've been listening to your show for about 2 years, and I'm only 14, and I absolutely love your work. You do an excellent job. But the main reason why I wanted to call was that I have a YouTube channel, right? And they've been trying to, Google's been trying to shut my YouTube video down by filing false copyright since I put out a video about how they want to ban most guns. And they're trying to shut my YouTube channel down.
Yeah, just to be clear, they're not doing it with big people like myself. Well, actually, they have some. But we've confirmed thousands of Facebooks are suspended or killed if you promote the Second Amendment, even politely. You can post a Washington Post link with some news about this pro-gun, they shut you down. And, yeah, it's being done selectively to the little guys. If they can get away with it with you, they'll get away with everybody. It's just amazing. And people say, well, just leave YouTube. You know, it's their private property. No, they operate as a public commons, and you're following the rules, and they're misappropriating those rules, engage in false advertising. And that's what's going on. We should all invade YouTube. We're there because that's over half the video views in the world.
It's so ridiculous because I put out a video about George H.W. Bush and about his New World Order crap, you know, the speech in 1991. And they filed a copyright claim by MTV. MTV filed a copyright claim on a 18-second clip of George H.W. Bush. So I told YouTube, I'm tired. I'm really sick and tired of...
And was it even from... number one, that's a pool camera from C-SPAN, which is paid for at that time by the government. So, yeah, that's a false claim. Was it even from MTV?
No, it was... It was a news broadcast from MSNBC.
No, and that's not owned by Viacom, last time I checked, which owns MTV. What you do is, you file a notice under fair use. That's clearly fair use.
It's so ridiculous, and I just don't understand why they want to shut my YouTube channel
down. Sure, they want to shut you down because we're hurting them. They're involved in a criminal takeover, and now people are waking up, so they want to shut down. What they shut down is viral spread. If we have some meme on one of our Facebooks, you know, it's got millions of people total between our 10 Facebooks or so. One's got 300-something thousand, our biggest one that was a fan site they gave us. If something's going viral, they kill it. People say, well, why do you stay on there? Because that's where the people are. Like, hey, the city of Austin told you you can't hand out magazines in Austin, you know, the South by Southwest complaint. Well, I went down there and protested it, and they backed off. And the point is they'll probably do it again. I'll have to go back down there again. I mean, they will overrun us if we keep kissing their butts. So I say start more accounts, keep uploading it, upload it under different names. Say YouTube banned this video. Make a big deal out of it. And everybody realize, while we've still got YouTube and Facebook and The Real Alex Jones Twitter, you better be using this stuff. They want to shut us down because we're effective. People better realize, folks, now is the time to be fighting like never before. They do not want you to hear this show. They do not like the fact that we have street fought up from no stations up to over 150 and huge news websites and are able to do this is unbelievable. But it's a testament to we're human, too. The globalists are human. They've been very effective. We're effective. You got to get in the fight, folks. You got to get in the fight. And the first few times politically, you'll probably get your butt kicked. So what? It's training. What do they say in the military? Pain is weakness leaving the body. Well, politically, the political pain is defeat leaving the political spectrum. And you just got to go out there and stop caring what people think about you, A, and start standing up for what's right. I mean, we're living in an incredibly historical time. We got pure evil coming down on us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, into hour number three here. We're here every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the nightly news site is InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. Very important that people book note or mark that down. Where to start here today? There's so much I want to talk about with Max Keiser, who's actually in the Big Apple, New York City, right now. He lives in London, where he does his RT show and also syndicated radio. And he's made the bold prediction. He's a former top stockbroker, inventor of the virtual trading specialist system used on many stock markets today. And he is now, of course, retired from that many years ago and is a journalist. And he's broken a lot of big stories, but he made his boldest prediction ever. He said he believes that by the end of April, we'll see the end of the bond bubble and that it's going to pop. And he said that in the middle of last year. And he's been reporting on signs that just doubly confirm his analysis that late April is the time for that. So I want to look at what's happening there. Then I want to segue into the Italians saying no to austerity. More and more now, the Greeks have seen that it wrecked their country. Higher taxes brought in less money. That was the plan, to wreck the country. They're pulling out of that nosedive, at least on the surface. And how that ties into the rest of the geopolitical things that we see happening, the stock market and more. And then the first guy I ever heard talk about Bitcoin years ago, I forget when, he was the first guy, probably secretly invented it for all I know. There's a rumor for you. He invented other stuff. Max Kaiser was the first guy I ever heard talk about Bitcoin. And now everywhere I go, it's definitely the big buzz. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. So we're going to get to that. That's growing exponentially, and my concern is if we don't know who created it, anonymity for the individual is fine, but if we don't know who created it, they could be creating an alternative fiat currency to destroy it and then try to discredit the entire movement that I think is a great idea. I want competing currencies, but Max, I know you're chomping to talk about how you invented Bitcoin, because I got a sneaking suspicion you might be involved. And I know some folks in Austria, too, might be involved, but I'm just going to leave it at that. I know there's a certain crowd that might be involved. Okay, I think I've said too much. But, Max, seriously here, I'm just concerned they could crash in and then come after everybody. But let's not go there first. What is happening with your big predictions, some developments? I saw you tweet over at Max Kaiser, over to Real Alex Jones, following us over there at Twitter, and I'm excited to hear your analysis on this implosion, because I hope you're wrong about it, because I think that they'll just get more power out of it. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Great to be with you. But no, I did not invent Bitcoin. I think the reason people say that is because I did invent the virtual currencies and virtual trading back in 1996. I have four U.S. patents covering virtual currencies and virtual trading. So people say, oh, Max Kaiser must be involved in the creation of Bitcoin. That's not the case. I am very excited and very happy that a hacker or a group of hackers did launch Bitcoin in 2009. It's now a $500 million in circulation, and it is taking the globe by storm, and this is the Fed killer. When Rand Paul says we need to kill the Fed, when Ron Paul says we need to kill the Fed, when I say we need to kill the Fed, Bitcoin potentially is the Fed killer. Now, getting to my prediction, I said on your show 8 months ago that within 9 months, we would have a major financial catastrophe, could most likely be a bond bubble burst, and there could be a number of triggers. I'm going to claim victory right here, right now, because since I was on your show at that time, Bitcoin has made a move from the $5 to $6 per Bitcoin range to now it's at $46, heading a lot higher. It's up 200% this year. There are many Bitcoin millionaires now, myself included, that have become Bitcoin millionaires based on this historic move up from $5 or $6 to now $46, up 200% this year.
And in fact, I remember it was 09. '09, you told me to get into Bitcoin. I probably should have. My problem is the speculative bubble. What about it as a bubble?
It's volatile. It's going to be volatile, but it doesn't qualify as a bubble. A bubble would be meaning there would be oversaturation and people owning it across the spectrum, like NASDAQ stocks in 2000 were a bubble. The bonds are in a bubble. A stock market in 87 was a bubble. Bitcoin is not owned yet by nearly anywhere near the penetration it could get to, Alex. Let me explain the potential for Bitcoin. It could conceivably capture 1 to 10% of the global Forex transactions. That would mean an implied price for Bitcoin moving from 46 to 100,000, potentially $1 million per Bitcoin. There's only going to be 21 million ever created in existence, and that'll be it. They've already had 10 million created. 25 new Bitcoins are created every 10 minutes, and that's the rate at which these are entering the economy. The Federal Reserve System hates it. They would love to kill it. They're attacking it in any way they can, but they will fail. This is what we've been waiting Christ moment. This is when the activists that have been pushing against the Fed are going to win with Bitcoin.
Did you just say Bitcoin is the cyber Christ?
Satoshi Nakamoto is the name of the developer who released Bitcoin in 2009. I call him the cyber Christ because he potentially is so much of a game change at this point. It's just such a quantum leap away from the Federal Reserve system that is killing economies around the world that we are going to have a massive global coming to understanding, a revelation that finally we are going to escape the nightmare that is the central bank system. This thing is a skyrocket. And the price, yes, it's going to be very volatile, so keep that in mind. You're going to see a lot of price action, but the trajectory is up and it has potential to go to 100,000 or a million per Bitcoin from the current price of 46. I suggest you get Rick Fogvin from Stockholm on your show. He's part of the Pirate Party in Sweden. He's a great guy. He's been covering, he put his entire net worth into Bitcoin 2 years ago, and there was a lot of volatility, but he's got a very down-to-earth analysis of it. He's a very great guy. You should have him on your show.
But again, I mean, I know about who supposedly released it, but then it's all very foggy who actually designed it. And talking to all the insiders, I mean, what you're saying is basically a group of, quote, hackers or IT developers. I mean, as best we know.
This is a response. These are activists. You know, we've been trying to, you look at the politics of America. Look at what Ron Paul's been saying now for years. You know, we got to get rid of the Fed, got to get rid of the Fed. And there hasn't been any traction or any movement whatsoever. And hackers understand that privacy is a big issue going forward. You know, the privacy is something that is at the heart of what Kim.com in New Zealand is talking about with Mega. You know, Mega has now got over 50 million users. It's becoming a billion-dollar company. He calls himself the privacy company. Everything is encrypted, just like Bitcoin is entirely encrypted. Privacy is the new scarcest resource in the world today, and that's what backs Bitcoin, is privacy. It guarantees privacy. And in this day and age, that's a very scarce commodity, with every single one of our emails being spied on, with millions of CCTV cameras installed everywhere we go. Privacy is one of the rarest commodities in the world. That's what collateralizes, essentially, Bitcoin, and that's why it's such a valuable currency. And so the activists behind it, the creation, are making that statement against the invasiveness of the state. I also noticed that the Austrian School of Economists, like guys like Tom Woods, who you have on your show, at first they were very hesitant about Bitcoin. Now they're embracing Bitcoin. The libertarians are now embracing Bitcoin. Lou Rockwell and his crowd are now embracing Bitcoin because they realize what it is. It's a reaction to the criminality at the Federal Reserve with an anonymous...
Sure, I understand, but Nakamoto is admittedly a fake cutout. Are you Nakamoto? Stop dodging.
For either one or a group of hackers.
God, yeah, knock it off, Max. Just admit right now you're involved in it. Admit you're involved in it. Cut it out. Admit you're involved in it.
Cryptocurrency is going back to 1996. And so I'm very familiar with the need for this. I'm very familiar also that my patents were seized by Wall Street, by a bank on Wall Street, Cantor Fitzgerald. They took those patents off out of the public domain.
And this is your way of getting back at them.
Giving you what's going on in history. They took those patents out of the public domain. They in turn moved the company Cantor Fitzgerald to the top floor of the World Trade Center, and then they had to deal with their own karmic reality. That's their gig. That's just their fate. But in the meantime, other people who looked at the virtual currency space have said, you know, there is something here that can be done. The Bitcoin protocol, this encrypted currency that's now on the web, and it's becoming a huge industry. There are lots of companies now that support Bitcoin. For example, there's a company called BitPay that is becoming the PayPal of Bitcoin. So they guarantee transactions in Bitcoin. WordPress, which is the biggest, one of the biggest templates for running blogs on the internet, now accepts Bitcoin. You have stores opening up around the web.
No, we're trying to figure out how to. We're trying to figure out how to accept it as well.
Encrypted currency, there's no way in the world anywhere else you could send $1,000 from Alex Jones to anyone in the world for virtually free. It doesn't cost anything. It's instantaneous, and you get 100%, 100 cents on the dollar. The banks hate this because it cuts into their profit margins, but this is what's needed to do battle against the banking terrorists like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett, Federal Reserve. These guys are going down. Bitcoin is the spear to take them down.
Amazing. Now, I want to get into the larger geopolitical issues, but I agree. True fiat currencies that are open source are what we need to go to. Because the globalists...
predictions 8 months ago, I predicted that
Stay there. We got to go to break. We got to go. Stay there.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
My friends.
Strange days have found us.
They're going to destroy us.
Strange days.
Unless we make provision. All right, Max Kaz is our guest. Bitcoin, very fascinating. I want to get you back in the next few weeks when you can do it. Or you're here in the U.S., how about you come down here to Austin? We'll do a Bitcoin special in studio that I can interview you for an upcoming unannounced new film, folks. I'm finally going to do it after 2 years not making a new film. But, Max, getting into your prediction, because you've never made something that bold. You made it.
I'm claiming victory. I'm victorious. I'm claiming victory. And if anyone wants to debate me on this, they can call me up live. I'm doing a live radio show this Friday for 2 hours starting at 5 p.m. on PRN in New York City. It's you can find find it. You can call in and you can debate me. But I'm declaring victory on this prediction that I made 8 months ago, which makes me the top prognosticator in the world for 2013 so far.
Okay, now break down what your prediction is and then what's really happening in the economy that you're saying shows that what you said would happen is starting.
Well, I said 8 months ago that you'd have a major financial collapse, possibly a bond collapse. And during that time, Bitcoin has made a move from $4 to $46. It's up 200% this year. So, again, the stock market is trading at a new all-time low against Bitcoin. I'm claiming Bitcoin to be a global world currency of major importance, and everything has crashed against it and will continue to crash against it because all of the hatred of the central banking system is being channeled into Bitcoin right now. There are so many millions of people around the world who despise what central banks are doing to their economies. They are now going into Bitcoin, and now there's a peripheral economy around Bitcoin with support companies like BitPay that I mentioned and others that are making it easier for people to get into this economy. And as I said, WordPress now accepts Bitcoin. My site, Pirate My Film, accepts Bitcoin, has done for a number of months. And this thing is growing. I mean, I believe that your outfit should take a look at it and support this because this is the single greatest thing anyone can do to fight against central bankers. Rand Paul should be on it. The Libertarian should be on it. Tom Woods, finally, after listening to me for 6 months, Tom Woods finally has seen the light. I had to school Tom Woods once again. He is now a Bitcoin supporter. The Libertarians at first balked. Now they support it.
Well, I haven't been balking it. I haven't been balking for 3 years, but I want to get into some other geopolitical issues other than your invention of Bitcoin. I want to expand. Come on, Max. I want to expand on all of this, okay, because we're seeing major rumblings in Europe. We're now seeing the prognosticators saying get ready for collapse. We're now seeing get ready for another round of bailouts. We're seeing people now refusing austerity. I have the headlines. The banks have been saved in Europe, but Europe hasn't been saved. I'm going to show some of those headlines while you're talking to TV viewers. I mean, things are definitely rotting faster. How does that tie into your bond market implosion?
Well, it ties in with the fact that for every point up in the Dow Jones, the federal government takes on $200 million new debt. They say that the jobless numbers are down and that more people, there's more jobs in the economy. That's because the number of people taking second and third jobs is now up by hundreds of thousands of people in America now take two and three jobs. And they count those people taking on second and third jobs as a growth in the jobs number. We also see it with Obamacare. Companies are now cutting back on people hours per week to 30 because they don't want to pay the Obamacare penalty. So those people are up by getting second and third jobs. That counts as new jobs. What about wages? Well, wages are hitting new lows, all-time lows. What about the work participation rate ratio? The worst in history. That is to say that you've got the least number of people actually working in the economy than ever before. But they spin all these numbers as a net positive and justification for continuing to ease money and quantitative ease money, which is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme where they're buying bonds from banks who then sell back to the Treasury and the Fed, who then sell back to the Wall Street, and they go back and forth like this, charging each other fees, paying bonuses tied to the fees to keep the bond bubble afloat, and increasing more debt until such time as that debt cannot be increased anymore, and then you have the debt bubble. That could happen in 6 months. It could happen by April. It could happen tomorrow. In the meantime, people are saying, you know what? The hell with all of you. We're just going to create a parallel economy based on a real currency like Bitcoin, which is finite. It's not an infinitely printed fiat currency like the dollar. And it's the cost of transaction is near zero. And it's what the founding fathers of America would have insisted upon if they were reinventing America today. They would have made Bitcoin the national currency of America. Remember, Ben Franklin said the primary reason America revolted against the British was to get away from the Bank of England because the Bank of England was insisting that America accept money with interest attached to it. Franklin said, no way. So they created the United States of America, the Constitution, which got rid of this albatross, this monstrosity of the Bank of England, and they brought in real money issued by the Treasury with no interest attached. Then in 1913, you had the Rothschilds and all those punks from the UK get their way finally, and they brought the Bank of England into America in the form of the Federal Reserve Bank. And we've seen the debts skyrocket every single day.
Yeah, we've seen the American system killed.
You've got enslaved populations back to pre-Civil War America, the antebellum South. You got people living like slaves for the, you know, the
debt slaves. Got to go to break, Max. Stay there. We're going to come right back with Max Keiser. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And we are going to take some calls for Max Kaiser here in a few minutes to get into some other financial news that I was just mentioning. The real currency of liberty in the future is diversity and true independence and liberty. And it is transmitted through the different conduits of information. And when the establishment zigs, I zag. That's why we're in the seventh issue of InfoWars magazine. Big, color, glossy. The old Rolling Stone style broadsheet full of key information. We break down the globalist master plan, try to stir up civil war and crises in this country. You now notice the Southern Poverty Law Center that is the Justice Department is saying I'm a terrorist and prepare for libertarian groups to blow up buildings. Yeah. How do you demonize your enemies? You stage stuff and blame it on them. I mean, it is so transparent. It's all broken down in the new issue, and it's going to sell out this month. It's already, most of them have already sold. The 30,000 we keep back, we put 70,000 on the streets in Austin and San Antonio, Texas. The beta test, when it's a year old, will go into syndication in cities across the United States, and we're gearing up for that. A lot of legwork to do, but thank you for supporting InfoWars Magazine. You can buy them at cost. at cost at InfoWarsStore.com or sign up for a 12-month subscription, and the shipping is included in the cost of the subscription. So it's all there. You can also become a micro distributor. I haven't talked about this yet. You can get the InfoWars news rack and buy them in groups of 50 up to 100 at cost and sign up and have 12 issues mailed to you to sell them at your business or office or gas station and make the money back, or just as a public service, let people take them for free. But regardless, you can become a micro distributor. They have different deals on that. One-time micro distributor to buy the rack in 1 month to test it out, or sign up for 12 months and get 50 to 100 or even more mailed to you each month to put in your store, business, church, whatever the case is. Because people really pay attention to a big color glossy magazine now, because magazines are going the way of the Goonie Bird. Now there's a vacuum there. And, of course, financially, that doesn't really support us. Be sure about the ProPure water filters, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. And be sure and follow us, because I got into the Twitter game late. But only now do I realize I can send photos, video links. It's such an important tool for us. We only have 170,000 followers. We have a couple other Twitters that were fan Twitters. We got about 400,000 total. That needs to be at a million. But it's kind of a pop culture thing, so that's why we've not been super successful at it. I want to thank those that have helped promote it. Real Alex Jones there at Twitter. Go and follow us. It's very easy to do. We send a lot of key information out, like report Mideast War on Bilderberg 2013 agenda. All the breaking news is tweeted out from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And be sure and follow Max as well, because his information is very important at Max Kaiser there on Twitter. But DHS to purchase more firearms as arms buildup intensifies. New Paul Watson article. The police will protect you, so turn in your guns. And they've now been a group of sheriffs have come out and said that they were ordered to have their pay cut in Colorado. I guess the state's in control of that. The county should be. And so they were ordered to be anti-gun. Man, you talk about crazy. So that article is up there as well. Max, I want to throw a few curveballs at you before we get back into the economy and take calls. What do you make of the stonewalling about the 2,700 giant armored vehicles, the tens of thousands of fully auto machine guns the government's buying, like 7,000 a month, the 2 million bullets, and then the stonewalling saying it doesn't exist, but now even Forbes has come out and said, we looked at it, there are the billions of bullets. Why are you stonewalling? We need to, quote, have a national discussion about this. That's the headline. And that's what I've been saying. There is an arms buildup. There are checkpoints. They're gearing up as if a foreign army is about to invade, but they're pointed at us. The manuals say it's for gun confiscation. That will cause a civil war. And I know, I don't believe, because it's in their internal memos that they've leaked, they want to start a civil war and label those of us that don't go along with having our pension funds taken, guns taken. They're going to label us terrorists. Max Kaiser, what do you make of the stonewalling? Undoubtedly has gotten more bizarre. It's like Gibbs saying there are no drone programs 7 years after the program was public, and then admitting, aha, it's Wizard of Oz. What is the tactic there, and why is the lying, or do you disagree, becoming so over-the-top cartoon?
Well, they're frightened. They're frightened. I mean, listen to what Eric Holder just said. He said, yes, it's true that HSBC got caught laundering billions of dollars for Mexican drug cartel and terrorists. Yes, it's true that Wachovia was caught laundering $400 billion worth of Mexican drug money, which is Wachovia's now was bought by Wells Fargo. Biggest shareholder is now Warren Buffett. We can't prosecute because I fear them. That's the Attorney General. We can't prosecute HSBC for funding drug cartel and terrorists because I fear them. That's our Attorney General, Eric Holder. Now, of course, they're building fortresses inside America. Now, of course, they're buying tanks. Just like the Christians who went into the Holy Land had to build fortresses inside the Holy Land. They're building themselves fortresses because they're afraid of their bankers, the monstrous bankers that they've created. They can't apply laws to them. They can't handle them. These guys will know that they're in league with the Mexican drug cartel and the terrorists. They're trying to protect themselves. They're scared to death. Eric Holder is a scared little bunny hopping around saying, oh, my God, HSBC is on the line. Please save me. Obama, hide me. HSBC, Stephen Hester of HSBC wants to find me, and he's going to kill me.
control your hatred, Lord Vader.
Now, let me just expand on this, because I have the articles right here for TV viewers. What do you make of Mohammad Karzai coming out? Because we know the West runs al-Qaeda and Taliban. That's been admitted literally hundreds of times. Number two in al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, hanging out at the Pentagon. But now he's another cornered rat, so the rats are fighting with each other. He knows they killed his brother, the biggest opium dealer, to get his cut. He now comes out and says, you've been bombing your own bases, you've been bombing our hotels as a reason to stay here. And I said that a year ago at the last big one, 6 months ago, a smaller one, because it clearly is that.
Clearly, they are in the league with HSBC, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, Lloyd's of London.
Now it's coming out that the troops grow the drugs.
They're the biggest coke dealers, drug dealers, heroin dealers, murdering terrorists, sponsors of global terrorism, and they have Eric Holder got their back, and Barack Obama's got their back. It's not a shock. I'm not shocked. That's why Bitcoin came into existence, because they said, you know what? You guys need
that's why you invented it.
Away, because we can't be your babysitter, because you're just crapping the diapers of the Constitution. You need to just get off stage. We need to bring back something.
But don't the elites get... Let me say something.
Our country run by and for the people. We need a currency that's not compromised by you freaking terrorists like Eric Holder. So Bitcoin will triumph, my friend. Bitcoin is the second coming. You know, Bitcoin is the answer. And this thing is growing like a weed, because people who in the liberty movement, people who are following Rand Paul, Ron Paul, libertarians, Austrian school, they finally came around to my way of thinking. I had to school Tom Woods, I had to school Rand Paul, and say, look, this is the future. Now they're coming around, which is great, because now this thing is going to be adopted by millions of more people, and these central bankers and commercial bankers and Wall Street bankers are going to be exterminated, disenfranchised, whittled out of existence.
All right, let's move slowly here through a few points, because I want to get to this.
Can I just jump in for a second?
Yes, it's a big deal.
In the last 12 hours, you had a major story. I don't know if you saw it. But if you go to Intrade.com, that's been taken off. That's been taken offline. That's been shut down suddenly at 3 o'clock in the morning just a few hours ago. Because Intrade.com was giving true price discovery on probability for events that were happening and for prices of things that were outside of the matrix of these corrupt bankers.
The insiders are the only ones that are supposed to know that.
Down, just like they shut Hollywood Stock Exchange down, my company, because I was showing genuine prices for movies a year before they were open, so they killed it. Cantor Fitzgerald and the board of directors colluded in an illegal transaction, and they busted up that company, just like they busted up Intrade. They will not allow for accurate price discovery in something like Intrade.
Sure,
they
I understand. Let me ask you this
they
question.
They killed it.
Yeah, I understand. You're pretty wound up today, Max.
That's news. That's breaking news.
No, I understand that's breaking news. I want to go to some phone calls here in just a moment. People want to talk to you about Bitcoin and bonds and some other questions. But, Max, take North Korea. You've got Dennis Rodman, a washed-up media whore, going over there. But the white people made a joke out of a murdering dictator meeting with an American like tyranny's funny. It also shows the decadence of some of the public. But then as a larger issue, as North Korea insanely threatens to nuke things and cuts off the telephone connection and ends the armistice, so the Korean War, out of deep freeze, 59 years later, is back. What is your take on North Korea and how that feeds into things and the buildup towards Middle East war?
Well, you know, the armistice was never signed to end the war, the North Korean-South Korean War. That was never signed.
No, I know. So it was a ceasefire for the armistice, but it was an armistice meeting for a ceasefire. Go ahead.
So the war is never actually formally ended. No, the Dennis Rodman thing is phenomenal. But, you know, before Dennis Rodman, you had the chairman of Google, Schmidt, go over there on a mission where he was also, you know, doing the job that you thought John Kerry was supposed to be. John Kerry is the Secretary of State. Why is Eric Schmidt, the head of Google, making a trip to North Korea, who's supposed to be part of the Axis of Evil?
Well, Eric Schmidt's a lot more powerful than Kerry, yeah.
And not John Kerry. You know, John Kerry has been proven to be completely inept, saying things like, well, as a diplomat, you know, Dennis Rodman makes a good basketball player, trying to make jokes about it. Well, John Kerry, what about you doing your freaking job? What about you having some kind of cogent statement that people can understand why these countries are spinning out of control? No, you won't hear anything from John Kerry. No, he's counting.
I know. What do you think's happening in North Korea?
His wife is a big...
How does North Korea feed into things?
Stock gets taken over.
structure? How does North Korea tie into this?
No.
But you notice that before a big collapse, wars always start, because that helps smokescreen the globalist takeover. And I see the Middle East and North Korea. I mean, it looks like things could be lining up for something really nasty. What do you expect to see, Max Keiser?
Well, the hot spots are quite numerous. You got Japan and China are fighting a currency war. You got North Korea is now starting to fight a hot war. You got Europe involved in a massive social unrest in the periphery countries. America is dissolving into a new kleptocracy and antebellum South slave state. And you got Venezuela now in chaos with the passing of Chavez. And, you know, you've got hot spots all over the world and no leadership. That's the problem.
Because the leaders are buying their own bull.
Something intelligent, but there isn't.
Because the leaders are buying their own bull. I think that's the big issue here, is that when the establishment starts smoking their own dope, get ready for cuckoo land.
I also predicted on your show 6 months ago to a year ago that the British pound would make new lows against all major trading currencies.
You did.
Today, that it's just made a new low against all its major trading currencies. So that's another prediction for 2013 that I put in the win column. I'm batting 1,000. I am the prognosticator of 2013 so far. Number one.
All right, we got to go to calls. Let me ask you one last question. I agree things are degenerating quickly. They're talking about all sorts of economic unraveling while saying everything's great to the general public. But the more internal memos are, danger, Will Robinson. So they're going to spin even an all-out depression as milk and honey, like they've spun things in Greece. Children starving to death is a wonderful thing, and Greece is doing great. So if you're right about the collapse accelerating, how will the public respond as the media announces the economy's great, there are no bullets, there are no checkpoints, there are no armored vehicles, the TSA doesn't grab your genitals, the Easter Bunny is real, Santa Claus is real, there are no drones?
We already talked about this, Alex. I think the public has missed their window of opportunity. Constitution says under Second Amendment, if tyranny comes along, you have a constitutional obligation to pick up your firearm and take back your government. The threshold for that tyranny has passed already in the year 2000 with that throne election. We've had now 15 or 20 instances when tyranny threshold as per the Constitution has been passed. The NDAA, the Patriot Act, the list goes on and on. America did not act. Therefore, America has no one to blame for itself. America is finished. It's lost its sovereignty. It's over. I'm tired of talking about when are Americans going to act, or if they're going to act, or is it time to act. The time to act is past. Get over it. You're done. Just stop whining.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. There's more of an awakening now than ever. I totally disagree with that, Max, and I understand that.
I know you disagree with it.
Yeah, well, you're... listen.
What threshold of tyranny are you looking for? What do you need? What does it take? Does John Kerry have to come into your home and physically, perform an act, a disgraceful act, in person? I mean, what is it going to take? What more degrading act by your government do you need before you
what's stopping you? Listen, the feds are going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. They want a confrontation. They want to get a physical fight going because we're winning the info war. It takes a lot of tyranny before... Listen, people are waking up big time right now, Max. Let's go to a phone call. Scott in Colorado wants to ask a bond question. Then we'll go to others that have Bitcoin questions and others. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air with Max Keiser, who's had a lot of coffee.
Hey, Max. First-time caller, Alex. Love the show. Wanted to know, more importantly, when do you think the derivative market is going to crash? I mean, I can't understand what... America's looking at when they look over to Europe. I mean, you've got Ireland going broke. You've got Spain that can't control their debt. Their GDP's out of
those countries don't exist. The bullets don't exist. Everything's fine.
I mean, I've even got guys that, are VPs over at Wells Fargo that say, yeah, we see a 5 to 10% market correction, but other than that, we don't see the bond market or the derivatives market seeing a major correction.
Right. Well, the derivative market, otherwise known as the shadow banking system, is completely opaque, totally unregulated, and we never see and hear about it until things like the London Whale a few months ago blew up, and Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan lost, what, 6 or 7 or 9?
It's LIBOR. It's all rigged.
It won't happen again. So that was the shadow banking system leeching into the real world. So behind the scenes in the shadow system, there are all these catastrophes and losses being made up, but we don't really see it until it makes its way into a formal policy initiative, which is called austerity in Europe, or Obamacare in America, which is a huge bailout of the corporations. And what net, wages go down. up. That's the crisis in the derivatives
market. All right, Scott,
because
thanks. Got to go to break, Max. Max needs Ritalin. Turning back up. Let him take us out to break. Okay, Max, we're going to come right back to you. George, Braun, Tate, Ryan.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, I'll have no place to stay. This is the Alex Jones sing-along hour. Let's get to some more of your phone calls here with Max Kaiser. Let's talk to a Bitcoin question. Tate in Michigan, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hey, Max, I wanted to tell you, you and Stacey are rock stars. Give me, man, love what you're doing. I'm a member of your Silver Liberation Army. My question is this. Is Bitcoin a good alternative to dual citizenship for wealth protection?
I guess the short answer is yes, because it's highly portable. So you could put $100,000 on a thumb drive or even memorize the address, and you could go anywhere in the world and upload that information, and there'd be your $100,000. So it's a way to completely bypass the...
No, it is a giant idea and revolutionary, and I'm all for it. I'm just saying the first big vehicle to be successful will probably be brought down by the system, or it will bring the system down, so it's a big deal.
Well, I don't know what you just said.
Pardon me?
I don't know what you just said. I mean, you're just agreeing that it's a huge initiative. It's big, and I don't understand why there's not more.
No, I'm just saying people.
In the alternative media space.
Listen, I'm just saying.
I'm the only guy banging the drum on Bitcoin in the alternative media space for since it started in 2009.
No,
where is the alternative?
Well, Max, I had you on about it today, and I've had you on before.
Support. This is where's Rand Paul and Ron Paul?
I know. I'm just saying there's risk for people that don't have a lot of money. Other people that have a lot of money should all put a little bit into it politically just to try to make it successful. But I'm also up here saying anything experimental or exploratory has serious dangers. But the bigger system is the ultimate danger. So that's why I've supported you in the Silver Army. I supported you on the Bitcoin. I understand you're really excited about your invention doing so well today. But calm down right now. Okay, Tate, anything else?
I know you guys. Keep it up. Love what you're doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Tate. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to that financial terrorist, Mr. Max Kaiser. I mean, the poor bankers are probably peeing their pants right now. Anyway, the question is, what's the best place to be if the market does blow up because of this bubble that's going to happen in April? Should we be in gold? Is GLD okay? Or that's no leverage, that's bad. Or should we be completely out, et cetera, et cetera? What are the indicators that might basically be leading?
Sure, Max, and then I'll tell you what I do. Gold, silver, real estate, friends, family, storable foods, skills. Go ahead.
Well, the problem is that the Ponzi scheme in paper is a Ponzi scheme, and you can't have any confidence in it. Whereas buying real assets, as we just talked about, whether it's gold, silver, Bitcoin, real estate, other real assets, it's a good position to be in. And we've said this many, many times, and that's still the case.
Yep. And so, caller, what do you think about that?
I think that's a pretty good suggestion, and I think you should be handing out Pampers to those banksters.
Yeah. No, I tell you, I mean, they have... They've done what so many corrupt groups have done. They've overreached, and they're even getting rid of the due process that protected them. They really are crazy, aren't they, Max?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a suicide mission. They are pathologically insane, and they're going to keep going. I mean, they're cancer, so cancer will keep going until the host is destroyed. So these banksters will not stop until the host, that is to say, the United States, the global economy, is destroyed. That's their goal.
Unbelievable. Max, don't hang up. We'll do a few more minutes with you. For some more callers, I've got questions. You can do that. Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.